Mr. Haldeman, sir?
Yes. Oh, they're cranking on these people. I'll give you a quick rundown of what they're covering on the project.
Right, fine.
On the defense thing, they're running, in addition to our people, they're through Free Diamond Moore's office over there, they're running an all-out project, which we started before the speech. They have this Armed Forces Communication Network where they can reach instantly, you know, their whole lobby thing across the country, which they hit before the speech and then are hitting afterwards.
That's good.
On the public program, they're moving on a massive POW onto television, you know, individual POWs onto television.
Can they do that? For the,
oh, yeah, that they're putting on, like on the Today Show, CBS Morning News, the weekend talk shows, and they're saturating with POWs over the weekend. Backup stuff.
Good.
They're having a briefing at the Defense Department on Monday morning where they're flying in all the leaders of all defense groups, you know, all the support type organizations on the defense budget as a follow up to this. They've got their congressional plaque, which is they've got 25 key congressmen and senators that they use as their you know, pushers.
That's good.
Then we got the VA going on with Don Johnson and his apparatus on, first of all, statements tonight, and then they're pushing on the letter campaign on the defense budget.
Good.
You know, and we're not pushing them at all on the spending line.
Right.
In other words, they're getting them going on holding the defense. On the spending thing, we have a leaders group that of 10, this is a network system that they've set up where they have a conference call with our 10 guys on a regional basis. Then they wire a whole series of their groups that then move out to individual organizations to get wires and letters in.
Good.
And Clausen's, that's out of the Baroudi office. Then Clausen works on a statement, a follow-up thing on congressmen. What they've done is they've got a specific stack operation going on five or six key congressmen.
Sure.
Where they're sending them on a especially heavy load of letters, and then they're going to hit them the first of the week on, or about the middle of the week on specific interviews as to how their mail is going. Packard has telegrammed his regional chairman of that Keep the Lid on Spending Committee, which is, they've got 134 regional chairmen now, to get them cranking on the communication to congressman thing. The national committee is covering, of course, their whole network, and we've got some damn good stuff back in from the committee on that.
Have you really?
Moving the letter thing. They all picked up the challenge right away. Rogers is working all of our labor leadership, and all we're going to get on that is congratulations on the meat prices, but
sure, that's all right.
Some, you know,
sure,
anything on that is a
we don't care what they do.
A positive shot. Then the chamber, the NAM, and that whole crew is going on that.
Good.
The all out thing. Now the Congress on our area on congressmen, we did not ask them to call back here with comments.
Sure.
Because we were pushing them on the wire stuff.
And while sure.
Their wires are not carrying reaction yet. They're carrying the speech breakdown and analysis stuff.
Right.
I've got some press comment type stuff that's kind of interesting. Kirkpatrick at the Chicago Trib saying it was a pretty tough speech, which is kind of interesting. He was warning the food processors, he was warning the North Vietnamese, and he was warning the Congress. And he appealed to the public to support him in stopping some severe problems. I expect the reaction to be very positive on meat prices. It's a hot emotional issue. And, good on that. Ed Nichols at the San Diego Union said, I thought the president was very emotional, and I think he was entitled to it. Most powerful part was that about the POWs and the spirit of and character of America. On the part about food, I applaud him for tying the apron strings to the budget beautifully. He was very powerful on the defense budget, put it in terms the person on the street could understand in terms of strength. Frank Dale, a little bit differently, said that there was too much in it. I was yearning for just Vietnam and peace, and the part about the economy diluted the effect of Vietnam.
Everyone
could agree on Vietnam now, whereas the country may be divided on the challenge to Congress. It was a necessary challenge, but I hoped he wouldn't do it tonight. He handled the closing beautifully. It was a great political move on the food prices, putting it to the people, and in general, it was very well done. Chuck Colson says it was a magnificent job. The action on the meat prices was in the nick of time. Pulled it all together. By speaking out now, he stepped into the vacuum. Just the right time, and put the president back into the leadership role. Conley says the meat, George Christian, I don't have a Conley thing. Meat price freeze will be well received. POW and Vietnam.
Vietnam veterans very well handled. And we get a lot of the ethnic leaders because we, you know, they're on sort of a, they all call in. And they all hit on the peace with honor and glad the statement was made on amnesty. That's Frank Stella in Michigan and Andrew Candelari. Terrific comment on amnesty. Appropriate time to come in on meat prices. My wife thanks you. I'll generate letters of support. Stanley Krajewski, a Polish editor, honest, sensible, and wise. Battle of the family budget is more important than the federal budget. Like the warning to the communists, said the ceiling on prices is better than a freeze. Al Majewski, the Polish-American congressman, marshal his people to send telegrams to the congressman. Henry Osinski, terrific, especially on POWs. Like the comment on faith in God. The Maryland Heritage Groups Council, not granting amnesty is in the spirit of the men who've come back. America should stand strong on all fronts. The point of the family budget is critical. And a Latvian American guy, this was one of his best, if not the best. Personally agree with all the points, Vietnam, so on. And political types we've gotten, of course, as you would expect, but they're damn good. The only negative is in the Midwest guys, where they say it may adversely affect the livestock feeders and
good
people. You know,
good.
And
we want it. That's right.
It's interesting, though. Ann Armstrong says, a beautiful speech. The reference to the budget battle was put as well as I've ever heard. A smart political move. The cattlemen will holler, but they really know they got off easy. By not putting controls on raw agriculture products, the president will retain his credibility with the farmer. Particularly impressed with the reference on the HST buck stops here. Plea for national defense was strong. And Strom Thurmond has sent you a wire saying applaud your decisive responsible action to bring the war. Also applaud your stand on defense appropriation need to hold line on spending. I would deeply be deeply concerned, however, over any freeze on raw agricultural products. You know, but that's
expected.
Well, but you've covered their line. And
it's all right. That's good.
Like your Iowa State chairman. The speech was just great. There'll be concern on the meat price ceiling. It should be on other products, but President showed great courage in doing what he did. Vietnam settlement was very good. Senator Hughes should stand up now and admit that men like him were wrong when they criticized the president of Vietnam. And McDonald intends to start taking Hughes on this subject. Tommy Thomas in Florida says, the three greatest presidents, Washington, Lincoln, and Nixon, organizing letter campaign. Bob Shaw in Georgia, excellent, particularly on meat prices. Reaction will be very positive. Alabama, watched with a group of people. Everyone thought it was a masterful job. Many thought it was the best ever. We're organizing a group to send in letters and telegrams. David Kennedy, the state chairman, Wyoming. The international part was very good. President's brilliant in this area. Chronology of Vietnam was good. And he's worried about the trend toward economic controls, but understands and has great faith in President's ability to handle it. State Chairman of New Hampshire, the President has a great knack to put the country in perspective. The meat price ceiling will be a big hit, but more importantly, the President told Americans what our role in the world is. And that, I think, while you get some like Dale talking about not liking the combination, I think you're going to find that overall, putting the two together was damn effective.
We couldn't have bought the other one, Bob.
That's right. Sam Devine says, sensational, outstanding, the best speech he's ever made. He liked it.
Yeah, okay.
And that's, I'll be getting some more in, but
that's a good run.
Not a lot tonight. We'll get a good run on the when they start mowing the reaction wire. Pick up on that, but I really do think they've got more machinery than we've had before on this.
Sure.
I think it's going to be. Let me say, I don't think we'll get the kind of male response that you get on Vietnam or something, because it isn't emotional.
No, that's right.
In the same way, you're asking about, but I think we'll get some, and I think they're using devices also. This idea of targeting some congressmen and really dumping
sure.
them and then asking them how their mail went is going to be,
sure,
it's a gimmick, but it,